Welcome to the Champion's Corner, where sales training meets the mindset of a champion. I'm Mark Kelly McLean, former Canadian champion, world bronze medalist, and your coach in the world of sales. I took the discipline, focus, and resilience from boxing and brought it into business. Here, we turn sales pros into sales champions with real tactics and winning mindsets. So lace up, keep your guard up, and let's get to work. You're in the Champion's Corner.
Hello, everybody. This is Mark Kelly McLean, and I'm home for the holidays in Bathurst, New Brunswick. And fortunately, I had the chance to meet with my family. I'm with my brother, Scott Kelly, right now, in the ring with Scott Kelly right now. So I'm going to introduce Scott. Scott's going to talk about his background in sports, business, military, and we'll look at basically, you know, how those learnings have helped him in regards to sales. And, you know, he has his own business. He's an entrepreneur, and he's been doing quite well. So I'm going to turn over to Scott right now. He's going to just give you a quick background about himself, and then we're going to get into business and basically the sales piece. Scott?
G'day. My name is Scott Kelly. I'm an ex-veteran of 24 years and six tours. The one thing you're going to learn about conditioning when it comes to the military and stress levels and the things that you need to require to get yourself to the next level in either business or in your own personal life. Prior to actually joining the military, I was a 7-0 kickboxer, 7 wins, 7...
Zero losses
and 7 knockouts. The one thing it does, being in physical shape, it gives you a nice presence of being calm under pressure when it comes to your mind. And as it works in that stress level, will keep you to the point where you just have a good place where you are, whether you be in a ring, whether you're in a conference room, or whether you're just one-on-one at a business meeting over a lunch. Those little things that you built a foundation on, it's going to help you in everyday life.
Bro, when you were kickboxing, did you find that, you know, having a calm mind, you know, a champion's mindset helped you? And how did you develop that mindset?
The biggest thing is being prepared. The one thing I took pride in is not only having physical conditioning, I was very prepared for what I was about to do. So when I got into a ring, I already felt like I was going to win before I even started. So I didn't have all the, some of the stress and levels where you're so nervous that you couldn't, you know, coordinate certain movements, whether it be your footwork, whether it be with your hands and with your mind. And when you encompass all of it, it's what gives you the ability to fight to a level where you think you are going to win and you should win. And if you think you're going to get into a ring or anything else other than that, and you think you're going to lose before you started, you're probably going to lose. And it's the same as in sales. You have to have a mindset that before you even start the meeting, that you already have a good prepared lesson plan so that when you're talking to people on the executive board, that you are going to get what you're trying to do, whether it be increased sales, sometimes just starting off a conversation, and it doesn't do anything until the end. And they're like, okay, we'll think about it. We'll get back to you. The next thing you know, because you were prepared, you might get that phone call, or you should get that phone call, that you get to come back and give a better or a more in-depth prosper on what you're trying to achieve in your business or in sales.
So what do you think are some of the key things? So you say, what are the top three things that you took from kickboxing that allowed you to be successful in sales? If you were, I know there's probably many things, but let's look at the top three that you think you need to have or what you took away from your experience?
Well, I guess the first one would be, like as I think mentioned before, is just being conditionally. You must be conditioned mind, body, and soul. That's the first thing. The second thing, it has to be understanding who your opponent is sometimes. Because sometimes you're going to change everything based on how he presents himself. Is he aggressive? Is he stand back? Is he a tactician? Is he over aggressive? You find that maybe he's he gets flusher when he gets hit. So every fighter has a different mantra of how they do things. And each business meeting is the same way. You must be prepared to move in many directions, whether it's for aggression? Is it for calmness? Is it for sales?
Bro, you were a military veteran. You served in Afghanistan twice. You were in Serbia twice. You were in Haiti with the United Nations. You had lots of experience in the military. And what a lot of people don't know is that you were actually awarded, I think, 1 year, maybe 2 years in a row, top athlete for the whole Gagetown base. So how did you being an athlete or you being in the wars help you with being an athlete?
I guess it's the same thing. The biggest thing when you go on any tour is that you have to understand who you're dealing with, the opposition. You know, Haiti was totally different than an Afghanistan mission. Afghanistan was more direct. You're fighting a battle with bullets, where and mind and body, and you always try to get to the point where you have more people than they do, and you have a better position, or where you stand on the ground, or places like, say, like a Haiti, totally different. They were just looking for clean water, any kind of shelter. They didn't have guns. They might have had a knife or a machete. And they weren't looking to hurt or really kill anybody. They were just trying to get free metal or free rock or free cement. Just the thing about it is that it doesn't matter where you are, you have to be prepared. And the more you know about yourself and what you have to do, because everything when it comes to the military, it's teamwork. You must have teamwork. If you don't have a team around you, you're an individual and you'll probably be isolated out and bad things will probably happen. It's just like being in the ring. You have your coaching, you have your trainers, you have your staff. And collectively, those guys help you gain to a level that when you get into a ring, you are prepared mentally, physically, because of the training that you did with your coaches and the people around you. So in anything, you must have a good teamwork.
Scott, let's talk about your business. I mean, you got into business a few years back and it's really just taken off really well. And a lot of hard work, effort, planning, sales has been a big part of it as well. I know that you kind of led the sales team too. So can you talk to, you know, the sales piece and how your kickboxing and military as well helps you in regards to making sure you were successful?
I guess the biggest thing, when, especially in my own personal business, what it does is that when things are get down, when things get tough, when the stress levels go up, a lot of people will fold. I think my previous background in my physical fitness, my kickboxing, my military background, it definitely helped me in my sales side of it, because anytime you think that, oh my God, this is going to be the last sales, or I'm not going to be able to get this pitch, or maybe they don't understand what I'm trying to do. You focus on the things that you built that foundation through all your training coming up, whether it be military, whether it be the kickboxing. And then when you get into a sales environment, whether it be in a conference room or one-on-one, you're not intimidated. You don't get intimidated by people's, if they had more money or if they have less money or if they have a bigger business. It's not about the size, it's how you commit to yourself to the next sales presentation. Because as we always say in sales, you're only as good as your last opportunity. So anytime you increase an opportunity, you have to get to the point where you have to fulfill what you're trying to do, whether it's increasing your numbers, increasing the sales, increasing productivity. Is it increasing? Sometimes it's increasing your own personal knowledge. Because if you think you're on a direction that you can only go down one road, you find out that there are many roads. You just have to know how to navigate. I tell people all the time, sometimes you're just the boat and you can float, but you don't know how to navigate it. And sometimes you might need an external force or an external person to just sometimes keep you guided in what you're trying to achieve.
So when you look at your sales team you have today, okay, what kind of teachings do you give them? What's the information you give them on a regular basis?
The first thing I preach all the time is customer service. If you are not consistent, if you are not consistent in being friendly, being accessible, being available, understanding that each customer is unique to themselves, especially in the business I'm in, every person I teach them as the next one sale. And if you put your time and effort to each individual as they're being directly personal just to them, and they learn to like you and trust you, you're going to have repeat customers. If you don't give them the customer service, people will move for the smallest of all reasons. So if you're consistent and you're friendly, you're approachable, most people want to deal with people like that.
When you look at your customer and customer base, what do you think they're craving? What are they looking for? What helps you keep that customer, even grow with the customers that you have?
Well, our biggest thing is, you know, to keep our customers. Also, we all, like I mentioned earlier, you have to be consistent. So sometimes, because I'm in the veteran world and we help veterans in RCMP in physical and mental claims, medical equipment, and we also have a massage team of six girls that help. So between those three businesses kind of under one roof, those individuals must feel like every time they come in, they're going to get the exact same service. And they're going to be helped in every desire, whatever functions they need. Sometimes it's medical equipment, sometimes it's just advice. And they have to know that when they come in there, you're going to be there and give them consistent questions and answers to the issues or problems that they have. And if you can do that, people will definitely keep coming back because they know they can trust you, especially when you answer the questions. They get what they were getting or looking for. They're definitely going to be coming back because you are consistent in what you're trying to do. And that's what people want. People want to know that they're being serviced.
So, Scott, you know, when you look at your business, you started, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
3 years ago, September 22.
3 years ago. Can you tell the audience, you know, a little bit about your business and the importance of sales and how you took a sales approach to grow your business?
Well, the first thing when it comes to sales, you know, when you even start thinking about being a business and you have a business idea, you have a business model in your own head, do you think it's going to work? Or is it going to be successful outside of your mind? Is it going to be, when you take it to the actual masses, is it something that they need? Is it something they want? Is it something they desire? But when we first started, you have to figure out, is this business going to be a local business? Is it going to be a regional, provincial? Is it going to be Canadian, North American, or is it going to be worldwide? So every business has its own little plan. So as you grow a business, when it comes to sales, like I said, your first sale is always the hardest one, is always the very first one. And then because that person has to believe in what you're trying to do. And once they believe, sometimes your best advertising is word of mouth, and that's how it worked in our case. We did do the social platforms. We've also did media. We've done radio. So collectively, together, you build a brand. And then when you start understanding what all the people need and want, and you're consistent about doing it, they'll keep coming in the doors. And then next thing you know, we were looking at expanding. So we left New Brunswick, Canada, and we moved to Nova Scotia, Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. Then from there, we went to Charlottetown, PEI. We have a satellite office in Newfoundland, Canada, and we're looking to two other provinces, Quebec and Edmonton, Alberta. But obviously, it's a slow progression. We've only been in business 3 years, and we've done very well. But that's the key when you start a business when it comes to sales. Is it going to be where you want it to be? Do you want it to be just local or moving? But to move it and grow it on the sales side, just have a plan in place, whether it be word of mouth, whether it be social media, whether it be radio. Those are the big three that most people use. But word of mouth is always the best if you can do it, is because you're getting a one-on-one approach. And we do a lot of, in our case, we do a lot of conventions. And in those conventions, we just hit different markets and you're just building a brand so that people see your name consistently. And next thing you know, now we're getting people calling us for advertising dollars and they want to help us grow our business because what we're doing, we do it for the right reasons. And a lot of us, we actually do for free with our nurse practitioners and doctors.
Scott, I'm going to bring it back to your kickboxing days. And I want you to think about the three top things that people can leave with on this call in regards to what allowed you to be successful. What are the three things you brought from your kickboxing days into the world of sales? And just hone in on three things if you can.
Yeah. there's obviously there's many things, but I'm going to bring up what I call the three C's. And the first one is being consistent. And consistency starts right from the time you wake up in the morning. Whether you have consistent, you have to have a coffee, you eat your eggs or whatever. And when it's time to go to the gym, be consistent. You go to the gym every day, or you go every week, or you go Monday to Friday. You can't be going 1 and 2 days a week and expecting that your conditioning and being consistent is going to be all that, where it's going to overcome most of the adverse things, the adversities that you could face while you're inside of a ring. So being consistent, showing up on time, and being able to finish what you're trying to start. And that's the first one, which is consistency. And then the commitment. When you commit, you're committing not just to yourself, you're committing to your coaches, you're committing to your team, you're committing to your trainers, because they're looking out for the best interests as you. And if you're not going to be committed to them, you're not going to be committed to anything. And that commitment is going to only translate when it comes to your sales, because you're going to be committed to getting to your next thing that you're trying to achieve. And commitment is everything. And when you commit and people believe in you, they will work with you. They will fight for you as hard as you fight for them. And the third one I'd like to talk about is just the confidence. Before you get into a ring, be confident. Be that, you know, all that stretching, all the physical training, all your movements, how you prepare, and that consistency will definitely
breed confidence.
It's all confidence, because if you ever think that you're going to get into a ring and you're going to lose, I'll bet you 8 times out of 10 you will, unless you're a superior fighter, mind, body, and soul. But most people, they can't do it. So that confidence is everything. So at any time I stepped into the ring, I always thought I was going to win before I even got into it. And that was half my battle of being confident. And you know what? 7 wins, 7 fights, never 7 knockouts. I think it's a testament of how I prepared, and my confidence levels always came through.
You know, Scott, I don't know if you remember, we're like 7 and 8 years old. We're living in Toronto, in Summerhill. We're in 7th Street as well for a while, but in Summerhill. I remember when Mom bought us our first pair of boxing gloves. I think I was 8 and you were 7. And she'd make us fight in the living room. What do you think about those days?
Well, it's funny, you know, the very first boxing gloves, they weren't boxing gloves, they're big airbags that you put on your mitts. And the balloons, I call them the balloons, they were as big as your head. But, you know, didn't know anything about anything when it comes to fighting or styles or whatever. Just had an instinct to learn how to protect yourself. You had to learn how to protect yourself, right? So you either take a few punches, give a few punches, and your mother just have a big laugh over it. But, you know, at those early training days, you know, it was just a great foundation to where we are today. Those little things, you look back at them, you chuckle and laugh. But, you know, they were the part of the roadblock of the roads that we had to travel to get to where we are today. Roads have many turns and dead ends and left and right stop signs. And at the end of the day, you keep traveling, right? And those little incidents from where I was to where I am, just great reminders of, you know, how everything comes together and encompasses to what you are as a person.
So you think it was the foundation for what you became in your life? It started there, or that was one of the building blocks?
Yeah, it was a building block. You know, I mean, you know, and it just shows you how your mother is so influential in who you are as a person. You know, those little things that you're like, well, what she wanted us to do that for? Well, she did because she wanted her two boys to be men.
Tough.
Know how to be able,
I want you guys to be tough
and be able to protect yourself for your family. You know what? And it was a great lesson.
You know, I absolutely agree, without question. I want to thank my brother Scott Kelly for joining us today. Wonderful job, Scott. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
That's it for this round of the Champions Corner. If you're serious about leveling up, head over to markkellymclain.com and join my free VIP club. You'll get access to knockout sales strategies in every new podcast episode. While you're there, sign up for my sales training program or book me to lead a seminar for your team. I'm Mark Kelly McLean. Stay sharp, stay hungry, and I'll see you in the next episode.